was on the scene, and they got a lot going on there this morning. There's a lot of moves and stuff being made, and he said 9:30 he will join us live to get us an update on the Packer game coming up this weekend with the Bears. So stay tuned. Your Packer insider Mike Clemens coming up at about 9:30. The news right now, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin, the Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Packing sustained winds of 165 miles per hour, Lee is a powerful Category 5 hurricane over the open Atlantic heading in the direction of the Northeast Caribbean. Forecasters say that America's East Coast could see some dangerous rip currents starting late this coming weekend. Chicago has come up with a new plan for dealing with a flood of illegal immigrants streaming into the city as a result of the wide-open southern border.
Nearly 1,600 migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. will be relocated from Chicago police stations to winterized camps with massive tents under a plan by Mayor Brandon Johnson. Earlier this week, several migrants were arrested on suspicion of threatening or battering officers at a police station. Johnson says the tents could hold up to 1,000 migrants and that the camps would provide meals, recreational, and educational programming. It's estimated that Chicago's shelters now house well over 13,000 migrants, with more arriving every day. The cost to the city is reported to be about $30 million per month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal appeals court is allowing Texas Governor Greg Abbott to keep his floating barrier on the Rio Grande for now. The 1,000-foot-long barrier has been deployed along a stretch of the river that has proven deadly for those trying to swim from Mexico to the U.S. Abbott says he wants to discourage people from trying to make that dangerous swim. North Korea claims it has a new submarine that's able to launch tactical nuclear weapons from underwater. As far as we know, the claim has not been verified by Western intelligence. Pyongyang claims the sub was on the drawing board for years. Have an Apple device? There is a significant security update that Apple says you should apply to your iPhone or iPad. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 23 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
The United Nations sounding an alarm over the plight of women under the Taliban in Afghanistan. The Media Line's Felice Friedson reports.
Afghanistan is suffering a severe mental health emergency among women since the Taliban took over 2 years ago. According to the UN, the crisis includes a sharp increase in suicides by women and worsens whenever life for women and girls becomes increasingly difficult, such as with the imposition of new restrictions from the public sphere. Examples include freedom of dress, freedom of movement, and access to education, work, health, and justice. In one twisted irony, women are prevented from entering healthcare professions, but male healthcare practitioners are prohibited from treating women and girls. Widespread depression is attributed to mostly unchecked domestic violence and the Taliban's harsh discriminatory and enforcement practices. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Brett Kavanaugh has some thoughts on high court ethics, and the Supreme Court justice is sharing them.
Kavanaugh told attendees at a judicial conference in Ohio that addressing recent ethics concerns can increase public confidence in the institution. He gave no details, but said he hopes there'll be some concrete steps soon in the Supreme Court's review of the issue. He stopped short of speaking about recent calls for justices to institute an official code of conduct. Kavanaugh took questions from the chief judge and a judge from the 6th U.S. Circuit Court at a conference attended by judges, attorneys, and court personnel. Keith Peters reporting.
Coco Gauff's victory in the U.S. Open semifinals delayed for close to an hour early in the second set because of a disruption by four environmental activists at the stadium. They were in the stands. One protester glued his feet to the concrete floor last night. Apparently took a while to get him unstuck. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with highs around 66. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 43. Tonight, partly cloudy. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Highs around 73. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. Chance for scattered storms on Monday. Looking further out, 60 on Tuesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 66 today, a low of 43 tonight, a high of 73 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 48.
Oh, we're already playing with fire. said that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say? Give that heartache to someone.
working hard. Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that song. Just said the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music. For kicking up dust in a taillight. Drywood makes good fires, good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5'9" brown eyes and a sundress, lust and McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
Mama, can I come and maybe stay a few days this weekend or next?
98Q Country. We're here 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. And we got some little Packer talk coming up in just a little bit. And then we'll do some shopping show stuff. Austin and Big G will take over and we'll give you some savings. And we'll have Big G's deal of the day. How about that? Big G's deal of the day. We're going to let him pick one item and discount a little bit more off of it. And we'll see what Big G comes up with that. So stay tuned. Don't set that fantasy lineup yet. Don't place your any kind of a wager on the game for Sunday Packers-Bears until you hear Mike Clemens give you the scoop coming up in live in just a few moments.
This is Camp Classic. For fans of Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars, the OG granola bar that started it all. Crunch into the real honey and whole grain oats in every single bite. Nature Valley.
Lowe's knows how to save pros time and money. Right now, get up to $1,500 off select major kitchen appliances and save 10% when you buy select James Hardie plank siding in bulk. Visit us today in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Offer valid 8/24 through 9/13. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. Discount taken at time of purchase.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
98Q Country, Jack FM, and the Tavern League of Price County are unwavering in our advocacy for promoting drink responsibly this summer while you're out at area festivals, parties, fairs, and Tavern League member activities. We remind you, don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver. This reminder comes to you from this business.
Westwood Golf Course, Sand Trap Bar and Grill in Phillips, Wisconsin is a beautiful regulation 9-hole course located along the west shores of the Phillips chain of lakes. Play in well-manicured fairways. Challenge yourself to hit over water hazards. Stay out of the sand traps and putt on true greens. Enjoy great lunch starting at 11 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. And after your round, stick around for dinner and have one of our specialty salads, delicious dinner entrees, Friday fish fry, or carry out one of our famous homemade pizzas. At Westwood Golf Course, Sand Trap Bar and Grill, located off of County Road F on Golf Course Road in Phillips, Wisconsin. Golf Course Bar and Grill are completely closed on Mondays, and please call for tee times on the weekends. Join in. There's still time to walk or run this Saturday, September 9th, in the Color Run for Hope at Elk Lake Park in Phillips, supporting two great community organizations. Northwoods Living Hope, a safe place right here in Phillips, Wisconsin, for women and children in need, and His House of Hope for men overcoming addiction. Pre-register today at northwoodslivinghope.com or HisHouseOfHopePhillips.org, or show up at 9 a.m. for registration, and race starts at 10 a.m. from Elk Lake Park in Phillips this Saturday. Donations are welcome and greatly appreciated by both organizations, helping to bring hope for men, women, and children in need in northern Wisconsin. For more info, contact Tammy at 715-305-4531 to race or donate.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. Away from
Qcountry.com.
Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
you get a line.
We'll do a little shopping show in just a few moments here. We'll talk some Packers, though, first of all, as we do each week now. And we've got our guy, our insider there, Mike Clemens. Mike, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Joe, how are you? I had a little bit of an emergency today.
Okay. All right. Hope everything's all right. Okay.
Well, here's the thing. It's like I think we got done with it, was it Wednesday's practice, and then we did a bunch of interviews and getting ready for the next day. And I started looking ahead of my schedule. And it's like, oh, yeah, next weekend we got that game. Packers are going to Atlanta. It's the Falcons.
Yeah.
So I booked a flight, right?
Uh-huh.
And then just about 8 o'clock this morning, I get a notice. Okay, we're all set for your flight for tomorrow morning.
Whoops.
Like, I booked it for this weekend, not next weekend.
Okay,
and I'm telling you, I'd much rather be covering Packers at Bears at Soldier Field than whoever the hell Atlanta's playing.
Atlanta's playing, that's right. Mike Clemens is an insider. This is what you do, right, Mike? You cover the Packers. This is your thing, right?
It is.
And for those who don't know Mike, and we're happy to be a part of the Civic Media Group here. And Mike, you're there at practices. You're there at press conferences. You're our insider here. Before we talk Packers Sunday, your thoughts on last night's Lions game?
I'll tell you what, you know, everybody was laughing, you know, at Dan Campbell when he first started a couple of years ago in Detroit, and he had that line about, we're going to bite kneecaps all that kind of thing.
Wonderful.
And now here we are, last night, it's prime time to kick off the season, and it's early in the game, and he's got his punter backed up at his own goal line.
Exactly.
And he runs a fake punt.
Yeah, from his own 17-yard line,
At Arrowhead, and they get they snap it to the personal protector. He gets across the line, gets first and 10. They drive 91 yards. I think it was like 14, 15 plays. They take 8 minutes off the clock, you know, where Patrick Mahomes is watching this. So not only were the Lions physical last year, like Dan Campbell's trying to be that motivator to get these guys going, they're now faster on offense. I mean, what do you think the Bears fans were thinking when they see David Montgomery, the running back, scoring a touchdown at Arrowhead against that Chiefs defense last night? Yeah, this is going to be a dangerous Lions team. And, oh, by the way, Dan Campbell's now 4-0 against the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, if the Lions go on to win the Super Bowl or even get into the playoffs, people are still going to be talking about that fourth that he went for. That was the one that motivated. Oh, that was the tone setter for the year. We'll be talking about it all year.
Well, this Joe, at times, the guy reminds me of Ditka a little bit.
He does. He does. Like, I thought that same thing when I saw him strutting around kind of with his head in the air. I thought, this guy's not only biting kneecaps, he's got a little Ditka in him, it looks like.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fun and it's exciting. I'm excited for Lions fans because they've had a lot of dry years, but let's put them in the back. Let's talk Packers. Number one, I think, for the Packers is, how are the two receivers looking? They reported they got some hamstring problems with a couple of their top receivers. What's that looking like for Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, excellent point. Because it's Jordan Love's, you know, really, it's his big debut now. Taking over from the Aaron Rodgers era, and he's got to go into that place down there in Chicago against your rival, the Bears. And then on Wednesday, you come into practice, and, like, not only Romeo Doubs is still out with a hamstring injury, that happened to him toward the end of camp, and they ended up sitting him for the last preseason game against the Seahawks, a hamstring for Romeo Doubs, who really, you know, in all intents and purposes, is the number one target for Jordan Love. They just seem to have the best chemistry. But now number nine, Christian Watson is out with a hamstring. Now, yesterday, Doubs got back on the field. He was limited. But with Watson out, for some reason, Joe, the first thing that came to mind was a game a few years ago. This is when LaFleur was coached, but we went down to Kansas City to play the Chiefs. And Aaron Rodgers ends up using Aaron Jones as a wide receiver. Remember, there was one play we lined up wide left and hit him like at a 50-yard bomb?
Sure. Yeah.
Or they got into the red zone. And he threw this tremendous pass to the back of the end zone that his other running back, Jamal Williams, caught. And I just thought, you know, I got to think that LaFleur and Adam Stenovich's offensive coordinator, they got to drop some more ways to get the ball into Aaron Jones' hands. Here's the other thing. They're also going to throw to that tight end that they just picked up in the draft, Luke Musgrave.
Yeah.
And then number 11, Jaden Reed, you know, their slot receiver that they drafted from Michigan State. That's a sharp kid.
Yeah.
He could be the next Greg Jennings on this team. So that's a good target as well.
Good name for a tight end too, Musgrave. It just sounds like he's ready to just take somebody out. Yeah,
it does.
It's a great name. Vikings have a tight end named Munt too. It's just like pretty close to Munsters. It's pretty good. I think tight ends just are born. I think people are born and their names, you just look at them and you say, you're going to be a tight end. So is this is a pretty good scenario, I think, for Jordan Love, because the Bears defense last year was bad. They were really bad. Are they going to be that bad, or have they done some work to fix that, Chicago?
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. And they were bad, really, from a roster standpoint, because Matt Eberflus, you know, was a tremendous defense coordinator for the Colts. That's how he got this job. And he brought along his defensive coach, Alan Williams. Now, Alan has been around. I mean, Alan worked for Jim Caldwell the last time the Lions had a winner as a DB coach. I think he also spent some time with the Vikings, so he's very familiar, you know, with that group. And he was defensive coordinator last year. But, you know, they got a new GM and Pohl and a new head coach, and, you know, they're trying to rebuild this thing and change it around. So, and then they also got, they had to get a lot of money off the salary cap, you know, with the Mitchell Trubisky era and that type of thing. So how much they've improved, you know, we will find out. I think the biggest thing is about Justin Fields and his new target with this DJ Moore, who they traded for, who is a guy who, you know, if Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator, former Packer assistant coach, can draw up some plays where they have high percentage throws, maybe over the middle, off to the side to DJ Moore, look out, because he will get the yards after the catch, and that's Justin Fields' new weapon on the Bears' offense.
Yeah, and what scares me about this game is that a healthy Justin Fields, he's going to run. He's going to take off running. You know, you catch him week 7 or 8, might be a little bit different story, but he appears to be healthy, and I think that's kind of scary, isn't it? Because he is a tremendous runner when he takes off with that ball.
Well, he is, and because of that, that's why the Bears had, like, with the fourth best running game in the NFL last year, even though they lost all those games. To me, though, you know, Getsy's going to want to get this guy to stay in the pocket,
throw
screens,
good luck,
throw short passes. Yeah, I know. But, you know, they've got to come up with better ways for pass protection, whether it's, you know, just the personnel they've got on the offensive line, if they want to. But I'm not – don't give up, you know, on Justin Fields at quarterback. Even though he's a high draft pick and everything, that kid played with so much heart last year, picked himself literally off the turf with sore ribs and kept him staying in games, that, you know, if they could just get him to play a little smarter – he could be a dangerous, you know, threat for the Packers for years to come.
Yeah. He's got to be a smart runner. Patrick Mahomes can run too, but he's a smart runner. You know, he doesn't hurl his body into people. He gets that slide down, so he's just got to be a little bit smarter. But there's no doubt about it, Mike. This is a big concern. I mean, wide receiver is a concern, I think, anyway, this season for the Packers. But going into this week, LaFleur is going to have to get creative, isn't he, with the wide receiver core down.
Yeah. When we saw in practice in one of the games, too, that Luke Musgrave, the tight end jet sweep, you know.
Tight end jet sweep.
That'll be interesting. But, you know, Love, you know, there's plenty of times where you thought that maybe he could be a little bit more accurate with the 35 to 45-yard range. And most of that just comes down to timing and experience and all that, because there's so many other things where truly his mechanics are pretty good. Pretty good with the footwork and everything. He works like that. But, you know, that it'll be an ascending program for the Green Bay Packers this year. You know, you hope that they'll be a much better team by October and November, and, you know, maybe that'll set them up for, you know, the end of the year. Yeah. Hey, David Bakhtiari, that's another story, too. The left tackle, he hasn't practiced since August 30th. We talked to him for 20 minutes yesterday, and he says, look, I don't think I need to practice anymore.
I heard that.
You know, he was pretty funny when he talked about it. I just think, though, even if you're Aaron Jones, you've been playing with a guy your whole time in Green Bay, 6-7 years, even when you're in practice, you still like to, you want to see the same bodies when you're practicing how I'm going to cut the edge or how I'm going to cut upfield on those runs. Yeah. You know, you want to see Bakhtiari out there, not the backup Rasheed Walker, playing the left tackle.
Yeah, the Packer defense is going to have to be pretty good, aren't they? Because, I mean, let's face it, the Packers' chances of putting 30 points on the board doesn't look real good. So their defense is going to have to be pretty good, right?
Right. Or how about the special teams?
Yeah.
And they made that big decision. I was a little surprised that they let Pat O'Donnell, the veteran that they'd brought in from the Bears all those years, and as a placeholder for Robbie Gould and then for Mason Crosby. But this Daniel Whelan, the kid kicked the highest, tightest spiral punts I've ever seen on a Packers practice field. Hmm. And I asked Bisaccia about it, and he said, yeah, and the hang time often was over 5 seconds.
Wow. Wow.
So they went with a leg. And the growth instead of a 31, 32-year-old. And they think that they're confident enough he can be a good, consistent placeholder for Anders Carlson, their rookie place kicker. And Russ Ball, you know, the guy who writes the contracts for the Packers, the vice president of finances, he also just saved himself $500,000 on a placeholder.
Yeah, not only the money, but I would guess is Carlson, because Crosby lost some leg there toward the end, still a good kicker, but this Andres Carlson, I would guess a younger kicker probably gives him a little bit better chance at maybe a 55, 57-yarder. Would that be correct?
He hit a 57-yarder against the Seahawks.
And
you know, he can kick the ball 70 yards. It's just, can he do it between the uprights and consistently? And that's something that that Rich Bisaccia, who's one of the best in the league, at special teams and with these specialists. So that'll be part of the story. At the end of the day, though, man, there's the reason that the NFL booked this game, because some people say, gee, the Packers, they're on the road again. Fifth year in a row, it's a season opener. Mm-hmm. And they're down in Chicago again. I'm kind of bored of it. This is a national audience draw.
Yeah.
This is going to be as much ratings gold as last night turned out to be. And to put the Packers in Soldier Field, where the last time the Packers were there, your Hall of Fame quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, runs in for a touchdown in that south end zone. And not only the men, but the women are flipping him off. and he yells up there. Everybody could see that. He yells up there, what are you doing? I own you. I own you. You know, that's why the NFL's booked this, because this is ratings gold, and it's going to be a huge ratings game.
Yeah.
Sunday at 3:25.
And we're all intrigued to see if the Packers can go 3-for-3 on Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you know, with Favre, Rodgers, and now Love. And we're intrigued to see how good Fields can be. We're intrigued to see that the Bears defense can do anything better than they did last year with the revamped. So, there's a lot of intriguing stories, including that. I think Bears fans are ready to say, all right, Rodgers, you're not here anymore. We're taking this back now, right? That's what
right,
Bears...
Joe. I mean, imagine, and I actually talked to Bakhtiari about this. I said, do you understand if you're a Soldier Field season ticket holder and you've had to sit through Aaron Rodgers, you've been waiting for Rodgers to move on for 15 years. Yeah. No, wait a minute. Kick that back to Favre. 30 years. 30 years you've been waiting for this moment. And if Jordan Love beats you,
imagine
what the calls are going to be like on Chicago Sports Talk Radio on our drive home back to Wisconsin. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, Bears fans are just waiting for the old days of the old Packer quarterbacks to come back. They may have a wait, though. Jordan Love looks like he's got a lot of I think, like you said, the accuracy is a little bit questioned, but you mentioned this when we talked to us last week. The character, the leadership seems to be there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mike, we appreciate you. Thank you for taking time to join us. We'll chat with you next week about the big game, and have a great weekend. And go to Chicago, not Atlanta. Okay, not Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, not a problem, Mike.
Appreciate that.
Have a great weekend. Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Mike Clemens joining us. That's what he does. He covers the Packers. It's his full-time job. We're excited to have him a part of our civic media group. And he joins us each week, usually on Fridays, unless it's like a Monday game or something, or a Thursday, to talk Packers. We're going to talk shopping show savings with Big G and Austin next.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Join us Friday, September 8th for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 98qcountry.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Luck hosting Phillips, announced by Jeff Hakeman and Scott Heckman. And also at 7 p.m., join us on air at 103.1 for the Shawamig and Buttermilk Mercer co-op team hosting Montello, announced by our newest addition to the announcing team, Steve Gentman. High school football, brought to you by 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's. All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine, we're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment, or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, shopping show savings are next. We promised you a big G deal of the day, too.
The big deals. Oh, holy cow.
One deal of the day where people are going to go, oh, I can't refuse that. So the big G deal of the day, Austin's going to speak into a wire instead of a microphone, so we're not going to hear him for a while.
Oh, all right.
He'll be back in just a moment. I'm going to turn it over to you. Give him some savings, Big G, and
all
let
right.
it rip.
Welcome to the 98Q Country Shopping Show. And, man, we got just a plethora of businesses on here. And like I say, it's a great way if your business wants to, if you want to get your name out there and get some new people in your business, get on the 98Q Country Shopping Show. All right, we're going to start with the Five Senses. They're located in a restored 1920s fire station in Phillips, Wisconsin there. They have quality gourmet cookware, foods, cutlery, unique wine selection, children's books, toys, artwork, homemade jewelry, and more. And we've got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $6, one per caller, please. Ashland Honda Toyota, located up in Ashland, Wisconsin, right there on Lakeshore Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Schedule your service online or by phone. They're there to accommodate your busy schedule. Shuttle service is available while your service is being addressed. have access to over 2,000 new cars and trucks, SUVs, general certificates toward any good for service in the service department, $40. We'll sell those out for $24. One per caller, please. All right, Badger's Den, Sports Bar and Grill, where it's never a question if there's entertainment or not. It's who's playing this weekend. The Badger's Den got a great Parmesan beer batter, crusted cod fish fry on Friday, late night happy hour from 8 to 12 on Friday. And Thursday is a 16-ounce ribeye steak. And Wednesday is Wing Ding Wednesdays. So the Badger's Den, located in County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin here. We've got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6. One per caller, please. All right, Dawson, I'll let you take this one. I know you've been out to the Big Dipper.
Yes, I have. It's all a great right. place to go. We have here the Big Dipper over on Shady Knoll Road here in Park Falls. Their hours are closed Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 11 a.m. to close. They feature live entertainment every Sunday. On Wednesdays, rotating home-cooked specials and Friday fish fry with deep-fried cod or walleye, which includes coleslaw, bread, and choice of home-cooked hand-cut fries, homemade potato chips, or potato salad. And you can check out their log cabin historic dining experience. We have a certificate here with a value of $20, and we're selling it to you for $12.
All right, Burgers Bar and Grill, located right next to A&W there on Highway 13 in Phillips. Got over, I don't know, we must have over almost 30 different burger choices there, from everything from pizza burgers to... they always add new stuff there, and they've got jalapeno burger. I mean, there's just a plethora of burgers to choose from, five variations of hand-cut fries.
They even have stuffed burgers.
Stuffed burgers, yep, you bet. And yippee-ki-yay, steak night on Thursday. Friday's a spotted cow fish fry. And Taco Tuesdays. And what's Monday, Austin?
Monday.
That's not on there. You're going to have to think.
Oh.
Wimpy Burgers on Monday.
That one, I'm not sure if I've heard of. Yeah. I hear Joel yelling in the background.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Joel. All right. $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6. One per table, please. And Burgers Bar and Grill. Carquest Auto Parts. All kinds of parts, accessories, filters, polish, windshield wipers, much more. General certificates valued at $20. The sale is out for $12 today from Carquest Auto Parts in Park Falls. One per caller, please. Strongman Home Furnishings, located right downtown in Park Falls here, and also have a store up in Ashland. Man, you walk through the showroom, I can't hardly walk through the show. I'm near Austin. Man, they got so many sectionals and recliners and
it is a pretty packed place.
And end tables and three floors of furniture right downtown in Park Falls here. So
tons of variety.
Two-sided mattresses, dining sets, everything they've got there. So we've got a special on the shopping show today. It's an area rug. I think it's a 7x5 foot. It'll fit nice in probably your foyer in your home or even in your cabin. It's nice neutral colors. It's gray, silver, and charcoal. And that rug is a $200 value, Austin. $200 value, and the big G deal on that today is $99.95 for that rug. So if you want to see that rug, you can go to our website, 98qcountry.com, or you can stop by the furniture store there right downtown in Park Falls, Schwammer Home Furnishings. So $99.95. So walk in there and tell Trent or Marcus, Big G said, sell that rug for $99.95 today. So, Schwamigan Home Furnishings. All right. Double D's Pub and Pizza. I know you've probably been practicing since this, Austin.
Oh, gosh.
You really got to go. You got to get down real low. You got to go down your basement. Or
that's if I can go
down
that
there. So we'll give you a shot on it today. I'm going to give you a 3-2-1 countdown.
All right.
And we'll see how you do.
All right.
All right, here we go. 3-2-1.
Double D's.
I think that's still probably up in a tenor section, but
probably I can't go that low. I gotta train a bit more.
All right. Double D's Pub and Pizza. They're located right on Second Avenue there in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Got over a dozen specialty pizzas, sandwiches, Taco Tuesdays, pizza specials on Wednesday, spaghetti special on Wednesday, and Friday, try their baked oven cod. And we've got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12. One per caller, please. All right. Elk River Custom Rods and Outfitters are located right next to Quick Trip up there in Phillips. Got great fishing wear by Gills, Hucked, Real Life. They make custom-made fishing rods. Stop in there and talk to Mark or Katie or the gang up there. They even got some hybrid fishing rods. I don't know. Are you familiar with those, Austin?
I'm not, actually.
I'm not either, so it'd be interesting to maybe call Mark up there and find out what those are all about.
Yeah.
Maybe they cast easier. I don't know. Something like that. I'm not sure, but... we got a certificate on the show today. It's a $100 certificate, and it's good for a kayak or canoe. And, you know, the season's kind of winding down here, so if you want to get a great deal on your kayak or canoe and maybe use it a little bit this season, you're all set for next year, 2024. Mm-hmm. Keep her in the garage, put a little polish on it, and you're ready to go for next year.